Hi, folks. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Wait, I want to do like an NPR impression. You are listening to 104.9 WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Breathe by Breathing Fresh Air with Tracy Matheson, who is subbing in for
Burt Macklin.
For Burt Macklin, who is studying the intestines of whale sharks in North Africa, who is subbing in for Casey Banner Ryan, who is investigating pear-shaped women in Italy. Thanks for joining us. Anyway, this is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping. Welcome to our most controversial episode of all time. Do you agree?
I agree.
Starting off, death penalty.
Actually, I disagree.
Oh, yay, there we go. Death penalty.
Oh, we're starting now.
Yeah, we're trying to provoke you into calling us. So if anything we say hits a chord with you and you want to scream at us,
please do.
610-330-5316. Back to you, Casey.
Death penalty?
Yeah.
I would be in support of the death penalty if it didn't cost more.
No, we've discussed this.
It costs more to convict someone and then put them through the death penalty than not. So I'm not in support of the death
penalty. I'm mad that you said that because that was my really salient point and you just took away from me.
I'm so sorry.
I'm also anti-death penalty, not because I think human life is valuable. I don't think human life has intrinsic value.
She's killed two people today.
I've killed two people today, but because I believe that factually the death penalty costs the state more than it does to just keep someone in prison, feeding them bread made out of old socks and all that jazz. Oh, people at the prison can hear us right now. So if you're listening and you want to weigh in on the death penalty, I think that would be a great perspective for our show.
I think that really would be.
I think that would add a lot.
We have a lot of criminal justice issues.
We really do. And
on the controversial topics list.
Yeah. So, hey, felons at the prison, I'm strongly in support of giving felons the right to vote.
Oh, so am I. I did a project on this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they could vote, it would have been enough to tip the multiple elections in the recent history.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I think it's really important. So if you're at the prison, you feel like you should be able to vote. We think so, too. So maybe you wouldn't want to yell at us about that one. You probably wouldn't want to yell at us about the death penalty either. You're probably in agreement with us.
You probably don't want the death penalty.
This is us and the prison population against the general public.
Mm-hmm. Just us.
Oh, there's one more. Oh, okay. I don't think I'm going to have that much opposition, but when I become governor of Florida, which I will, I want to redistrict the entire state because I'm firmly anti-gerrymandering.
So I think most Americans are.
I would redistrict it nonpartisan lines. I would hire an outside firm to like draw districts regardless of party affiliation.
What if it costs you the next election?
I'd be fine with that.
You would?
Yeah, I'd be totally fine with that.
And what if they just redistricted it again to match them?
I think people will like it so much that they'll feel like it's fair, you know?
Is the general public that politically aware?
I don't know, but I want to get in, get out, do my stuff, run my agenda, and then.
Did you know gerrymandering was named after a governor of Massachusetts whose name was Jerry, or a senator or someone? But then the reason it's called gerrymandering was because the shape he drew looked like a salamander. So Jerry.
I did learn about that in my local and state government.
I thought his
course.
Name was like gerrymander or something.
But
that
no,
makes
he
more sense.
Jerry salamandered.
Yeah,
Jerry salamander. So if you are anti-death penalty, pro giving felons the right to vote, and anti-gerrymandering, now's your time to call in. And even more controversial topics on the radar, Parks and Rec characters. I have some egregiously unpopular opinions. So if you're not politically active, but you have an interest in entertainment, you can weigh in later. Anyway, in the theme of things that are unpopular,
yeah.
What are we playing today?
We're playing some pretty bad songs.
We're playing some pretty bad songs.
We both acknowledge that this just has to get out of the way because these are songs that we like, but we really didn't really want to play on the air, but we're going to.
But I'm gonna have a good time. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing.
Sometimes I'm playing again. Some experimental indie stuff. And I'm like, do I even like this? Like, it's like the sound of flashlights yeah. turning on, and someone's like wailing in Gaelic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know
there's
if
some
I.
Yodels that
I'm like,
in
I don't
there.
Know if I even like it. But you know, "Eeny Meeny" by Justin Bieber by Sean Kingston. I have a good time with that song.
We know
song.
We like these. We just wish we didn't like these.
We just know they're terrible. Yeah. So it's self awareness. You know, they're controversial. Call in and complain about our list today. We don't really care. So, like I said, first up, "Eeny Meeny," Jay Biebs,
Sean Kingston.
Sean
next up,
Kingston.
"Please Don't Go" by Mike Posner, who's actually one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, I love him.
And then we have
"Blackout" by Breathe Carolina, which is Woo! My pre-party jam. Not that I go to parties. Right. It's my pre-study jam, mom and yeah. dad. Okay, let's kick it off. She can't decide. She keeps on looking from left to right. Girl, come a bit closer. Look in my eyes. Searching is so wrong. I miss you the ride. Like what you're missing, paradise, with me you're winning, girl, you don't have to roll the dice, tell me what you're really here for, them other guys, I can see right through you, you seem like the type to love them and leave them, and disappear right after the song.
Run away from these lies, back to yesterday, save tonight. I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, we'll just keep running from tomorrow with our lips locked. Yeah, you got me begging. Begging, baby, please don't go. If I wake up tomorrow, will you still be here? I don't know if you feel the way.
please don't go.
Okay, that song is a confirmed jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good and bad and terrible and amazing.
Yep.
Fair? Seems fair. Covers it? Okay.
It covers it.
People ask me the PSA read.
I can.
Thank you. This is going to be really controversial.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, I don't think anyone should, but need a little more motivation to get on your way. Visit the GED Pep Talk Center or do not visit it. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org. No, for your GED Pep Talk and for free GED classes in your area. I object to that.
Strongly object.
I strongly object.
Taxpayer dollars are going.
There we go. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Controversial.
Good.
Next topic we're going to discuss a little bit. So, Colin Kaepernick, what do you think?
Kneeling.
What do you think about it?
During the national anthem.
That is so controversial, but I love it. I love it, and I love him, and he makes me actually want to watch sports.
I kind of wish this wasn't controversial.
Yeah, same. I wish we lived in a world where it was controversial.
But
controversial.
That's okay.
Yeah, boy. Imagine if people cared about Black lives like they care about a scrap of fabric. That number is 610-330-5316, guys.
We're really being controversial as possible right now.
Do you want to add? But also, it's like my genuine opinions. Like, I think I am just controversial. You want to add anything else to
that?
No,
I think you covered it.
I actually think, I think it's really brave to, like try and, like, you love America and you, like, want to try and change it. And, like, kneeling is a respectful way to do so.
That doesn't mean you hate America.
I know. People so out of line.
Do you know you're not supposed to use American flag on fabric or clothing of every kind?
I know. All these girls in, like, American flag bathing suits are like, it's so disrespectful. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm clearly not enraging enough of you yet, so gonna think of something crazier to do next time. But maybe these songs will make you angry enough. Casey, what's up?
Next, we have Jealous by Nick Jonas. Then we have I'm Into You by Jennifer Lopez and Lil Wayne.
Ooh.
And then we have Clumsy by Fergie.
Okay. And while I play these, I'm going to be making sure that the lyrics are clean. We're playing some edgy songs.
What's after Clumsy? Bad Boy by who?
Cascada?
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'll get there, though. We'll get there. Okay. Up next, I'm Into You.
Jealous is up next, but okay. Yes.
Don't. That was controversial of me to lie to you.
Sure. Definition of controversial
lying,
right there.
Lying is controversial.
Lost you, even though I know you love me, can't help it. since I met you. So we can leave that old shit in the restroom. Young Money.
You got me and I could not defend it. I tried but I had to surrender. Your style got me under the spellbound. Left me no other choice but to get down. It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. It's too late.
Got 'em.
You got it.
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 You got it. When I look into your eyes, it's over. You got me hooked with your love controller.
Yeah.
I'm tripping and I could not get over. I feel lucky like a four-leaf clover. Hey. I'm into you. Hey. I'm into you. Hey. I'm into you. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm into you.
I'm into you.
Get to, but all that changed, baby, when I met you.
It's too late. For you, baby, I need a parachute. So wet, I need a wetsuit. You're way too fly, I could be your jet fuel. Now tell me what you like, I like what you tell me. And if you understand me, then you can overwhelm me. It's too late, it's too late. Every finish line is the beginning of a new race. Ha!
When I look into your eyes,
this lovesick thing. I like serious relationships, and a girl like me don't stay single for long. Cause every time a boyfriend and I break up, my world is crushed and I'm all alone. The love bug crawls right back up and bites me, and I'm back.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Slipping. together. And no, you ain't no friend of mine. There'll be no more tears for you now. You see, I'm moving on fast. Finally got the past to go leave this pain behind. You cut deep, babe, but you don't see. And you don't care, and you don't bleed. You blow my mind like dynamite. You go boom, boom, boom.
You know what's controversial?
What, Teddy?
Introducing three songs and then playing five songs.
Real controversial.
Really controversial.
So what songs were those, Teddy?
Those last two were Bad Boy by Cascada and Dynamite feat. Pretty Sister by Nouse and Pretty Sister. And that was Casey's pick, and I agree. It's a bad song, so good
choice. She agreed it's a bad song.
You did really
good. She didn't agree that she liked the song.
You did really amazing. So the reason why that was controversial is because we had a very exciting visit from a sound engineer.
Yeah, we did.
Here at the studio, and he told us we're actually not on air. So all the controversial things I said, all the provocative statements I made about prison populations,
death
protests,
yep.
The death penalty... we were going to talk about abortion, but I don't know, not worth it at this point.
No one's going to hear us anyway.
Yeah, no one's even going to hear us. I mean, I guess we're
Teddy
on
is still
now,
holding on to hope that someone in the prison is listening to her and wants to call in.
I'll give them the short version. If you're like, oh my gosh, WJRH 104.9 has been playing, and then they just got on air and they're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They probably listen to our show every week.
I'm
sure there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to make a statement. You can call in if you want to discuss it more with me. I am anti-death penalty, pro-giving felons the right to vote, and what was the other one?
Colin Kaepernick.
I'm pro-Kaepernick, pro-anti-gerrymandering.
Pro-anti-gerrymandering.
I am.
Yes.
And we actually got a call, and I got really excited. I thought someone was going to come and yell at me because I said some controversial
Teddy
things about
so
the American flag, and it was just the MAPS people that call, and they're like, are you a business? And I just hang up every time. I don't know what to say to them. It's not really my responsibility.
No.
They should call the official people who... work here. They should call the engineer guy. He'd probably know. Anyway, so let's say something else controversial.
Mm.
Got anything left? Oh, I'll go on my little Parks and Rec rant right now. It's a good time.
Lighten the mood a little bit.
So I watched Parks and Rec. Like, this probably might be my third time watching it. And I just have to say, Leslie Knope is annoying. And she, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's so motivated. She's so cool. Like, I just want to be like her. You don't. She is invasive. She doesn't understand conceptions of personal space. If I was Ben Wyatt, I'd be so annoyed by her all the time. How does he want to marry her? I don't understand it. Like, Anne puts up with so much. What?
But you were more worried about the role she was setting for females, weren't you? She's supposed to be like this empowered person, but instead she's like in everyone's space and always
around. I read a lot of articles about this. It's like women can be powerful and ambitious without being so annoying. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah, like I want an example of an ambitious woman who respects people's concepts of space and like doesn't try to force herself on them all the time. Like, it's just like I'm watching some episodes and it really just like grates at me how like in everyone's face she is.
Maybe it's important that she doesn't care though. Maybe that's an example that if you're that a powerful she's rude? Woman, if she's not rude, but if you're a powerful woman, you should do that and you should be yourself and be willing to do whatever it takes. And she's also very thoughtful and caring, and half the annoying stuff she does that's in everyone's face is for their benefit, or at least she thinks it is.
It's in her opinion. Yes. But she's not actually helping them. She just thinks she's helping them. Like when she like applies for that job for Anne, she's like, oh, Anne, you totally want this job. Here, I'm gonna give you all these papers. And she's mad when Anne doesn't want the job that she made Anne apply for.
But did Anne get the job in the end?
Yes. Anne did. But okay, another example.
When, no spoilers. I am not finished with this.
When Eagleton submits their proposal for her park, and the spoilers. Mean Eagletonians play a prank on her, but the like head of the architecture department is actually a really nice guy, and she walks up to him while he's just having a nice lunch and sprays a ton of shaving cream on his head and his eyes and his face, and she's like, ha ha ha, and Ben's like, Leslie, she didn't know about it, and she just runs away. She's so immature, and I think we can have powerful, ambitious women who have maturity levels to match that.
This is also a comedy show that Teddy should not be reading so much into.
I feel like the phones are about Teddy's, to blow up.
They're not going
to. I just said don't a bunch worry. Of stuff about the prison population. Radio silence. And then I like talking about Leslie Knope on air. Okay, here's another one. Ron Swanson's a jerk. I think Ron Swanson is a jerk. This is really controversial. But
he's a good-hearted individual very deep down.
But he's so rude to other people. And like that's something I don't appreciate.
But he's very upfront about his rudeness.
Remember when he's supposed to throw a barbecue thanking the like people for working at the Parks and Rec department, and he just gets mad because they're hungry, and he spends like 4 hours trying to cook meat, and he like doesn't give them like other sides that they want, and then he just gets mad that they're hungry and he drives away with all the meat.
He thought he was doing the best thing for them.
He did not think he was doing the best thing for them. He thought he was doing the best thing for him.
He did want that meat.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Thank you. And there's other instances also. I'm compiling a list.
This is the most we've talked on air, and I just want to apologize that it's not that interesting, and it's Teddy ranting.
It is that interesting. It's interesting Excuse for me? Some of us. It is.
Just Teddy.
It is controversial. It is stirring the pot.
There's no okay, one fighting against your, you. You're not stirring the pot.
Read your GED.
I'm not reading about getting a GED.
I think everyone disagrees with me on this, so that's why it's controversial. I'm reading about
separate.
Okay.
Using separate cutting boards. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council, and Leslie Knope.
I just want to say that my rants would matter if people actually listen to our show. But they don't, so.
Thoughts? So they're not controversial.
No, they're still controversial, but. Okay, anyway, call in and disagree with me. I was so powerful and opinionated. Come on. You guys are making me sad. Okay. Next up is Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray.
That is a bad song. That is good choice.
But I love it. Then Honest by the Chainsmokers. We literally considered playing the entire Chainsmokers album because they're so bad. I like Paris, though. Like, I like Hate Paris.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
You like Hate a lot of their songs.
I like Hate.
We also have
I like
not heard all their Closer songs. On the radio in the longest time, which means I think I could bear hearing it again.
Remember Roses?
Oh my gosh. See? Yeah. Selfie?
I think I literally measure my life in bad Chainsmokers songs. Okay. What are the last two songs we're playing?
History by Olivia Holt and Call It What You Want by Taylor Swift. Gorgeous by Taylor Swift was going to be on this list, but Teddy knocked it off because it was too bad of a song.
It's not a good bad song. It's just a bad song.
Well, I thought it was a good bad song.
When you hear the baby at the beginning,
songs were good bad songs.
No, it's like gorgeous, and then it goes
I don't quite understand. I'm like, that okay. Is that supposed to be a baby or a Boston accent? Because I took it as a Boston accent.
I took it as a baby, but you're from Massachusetts, so yeah, you would probably know better.
Gorgeous,
gorgeous. Okay, here we go.
It's been a really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la, we're going at it tonight, tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright. With a strange tattoo, not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket, and it kinda looks just like you, mixed with Zach Galifianakis. La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la, we're going at it tonight, tonight. There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight. And we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright. Tonight, tonight. You got me singing like, whoa, come on, oh. It doesn't matter, whoa. Everybody now, oh, oh. Just don't stop, let's keep the beat pumping. Keep the beat up, let's drop the beat down. It's my party, dance if I want to. We can get crazy, let it all out. Just don't stop, let's keep the beat pumping. Keep the beat up, drop the beat down. It's my party, dance if I want to. We can get crazy, let it all out. It's you and me, and we're running this town. And it's me and you, and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go, cause this is our show. Everybody, whoa, come on, oh, are you animals? Whoa, let me hear you now. Tonight, tonight, there's a party on the rooftop.
Yourself, I always think, because you know there's no end to the hypocrisy of the human heart.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's 5 a.m. and I'm on the radio. I'm supposed to call you, but I don't know what to say at all. There's this girl, she wants me to take her home. She don't really love me though, I'm just on the radio.
And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it, cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself, like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. If I'm being
I'm so
so far away from you. I don't wanna let you down. What am I supposed to do? It's been 3 weeks at least now since I've been gone. And I don't even like the road. I'm just on the radio.
And I'm not gonna tell you that I'm over it. Cause I think about it every night, I'm not sobering. I know I keep these feelings to myself. Like I don't need nobody else. But you're not the only one on my mind. Sobering, I know I keep these feelings to myself. Like I don't need nobody else, but you're not the only one on my mind. If I'm being honest.
Yeah, we go way, 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 way back. We love, love, love like that. castle crumbled overnight. I brought a knife to a gunfight. They took the crown, but it's alright. All the liars are calling me one. Nobody's heard from me for months. I'm doing better than I ever was. Cause my baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. My babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Loves me like I'm brand new. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. All my flowers grew back as thorns. Windows boarded up after the storm. He built a fire just to keep me warm. All the drama queens taking swings. All the jokers dressing up as kings. They fade to nothing when I look at him. And I know I make the same mistakes every time. Bridges burn, I never learn. At least I did one thing right. I did one thing right. I'm making forts undercovers, trusting like a brother. Yeah, you know I did one thing right. Starry eyes sparking up my darkest night. My baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to. So call it what you want, yeah, call it what you want to. My babies fly like a jet stream, high above the whole scene. Loves me like I'm brand new. Chain round my neck, chain round my neck. Not because he owns me, but cause he really knows me. Which is more than they can say. I recall late November, holding my breath slowly. I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? Yeah. My baby's fit like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking to.
And we're back, and we got to get out of the studio soon, but Casey's going to read us our final PSA.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Did you know each year approximately 3 to 4 million pets are adopted? Controversial. 29% of dogs and 33% of cats are adopted from shelters or rescue groups each year. And encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 12% since 2009. However, 2.7 million healthy and treatable pets still need our help to find a home each year. The Shelter Pet Project. Adopt. The ShelterPetProject.org, folks.
That was wildly controversial. And while I did not succeed in provoking any public outrage this show, I'm going to try to make controversy a part of my regular routine. I think I'm a controversial person, so I don't know why my radio show wouldn't be. Thoughts?
I think you can get to the point where you are a controversial person.
I am a controversial person. Did you say that? Just
I did.
To provoke
I did.
Controversy? God, she's good. Okay. Tune in next week where we'll be playing good songs that we don't like, because this week we played bad songs that we do like.
Okay.
That me. Might be a joke and it might not be.
We haven't decided.
We haven't decided. The lines are really blurry on jokes and non-jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read us out?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Casey.
And I'm DJ Teddy.
And this is
Postal Crime Tapestry Shopping.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. We love our prisoners.
Adios, folks.